American Parents Podcast.
We're on. We are recording Working Parents Podcast for the first time in a long periodically time.
Yep. I mean, what do you... I don't even have an excuse. I really don't. I don't have any excuse for us being gone and saying we were going to come back right away.
I know. It's mostly my fault, you know. But I feel really good to be back because I feel like this studio was in disarray for weeks.
Months.
So it wasn't even functional for a while. But my goal for tonight was to have it functional and record this damn podcast.
And it's not like we have anything really important to say. It's not like, you guys, we have all the tea to spill, but...
Oh, we have some tea, though.
It's good tea.
Good tea.
And we're going to talk about the bad tea. Mm-hmm. That just ended, thank God.
Yes. I'm really excited about this whole new studio setup. I mean, to me, it feels more cozy. It feels more conducive to, like, actual productivity. Mm-hmm. I still have a little bit to do cleaning up over on this side, on the left side. But overall, functionality-wise, I think it's good shit. What do you think?
Yeah, I think moving the desk out of here definitely added some more space because we had a desk that we never use.
There was
a computer we never use. Like,
that's the computer I use when I am arranging drumline stuff or parts.
Yeah, but you do that like once a year.
That comes around once or twice a year, depending on who hires me. Hopefully I get hired again next year. It went over really well, apparently. Mm. They did really well. Centennial, the one group that I wrote for this year. Mm. Yeah, they did really well this year.
Wow.
So, proud of them.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Who won?
I have no clue. I'm so out of the marching band world now. It's refreshing to be out of it. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for my friends who are still in it. And it just, like, eats up their entire lives. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how we did that. How we made that work for so many years.
Mm-hmm. That is a big commitment, honestly, what you guys did.
It really is. And, you know, well, I guess I sort of replaced that with gigging now. The gigging is more year-round, but it's also at night. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not gone during the day or, like, right. evening. So that's, I mean, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Move that down a little bit.
What?
Because you keep having to, like, reach your head up to speak into the mic. Yeah, that works. There you go. See, now you can be comfy cozy and not have to, like, to reach the mic. Hey, by the way, this is our first time recording with two microphones.
Mm.
What? I bought a SM57. Off my buddy Jeff. And,
Is that what you're using?
So now we have... Yeah, this is the one I'm using. So, and then you're using my usual vocal mic. This one I'm going to use on, like, my snare drum for gigs and for, recording in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an all-purpose microphone. Yeah. Industry standard.
Cool. So,
yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, let's snap out of it. Okay. Guys.
Drum roll.
So Hendrix, oh my God, edit that out. Okay, so guys.
Are you high?
Harrison is turning 2 in 1 week.
He will be, yeah.
Wow.
Okay, well, the terrible twos have already started.
Oh, yeah. Oops. We thought, like, oh, you know, Hendrix, terrible twos, oh my God, you know, like, and we'd be like, people make it so harder than it actually is. Like, they make it seem so much harder.
Hendrix had us fooled.
And now, with Harrison, we're like, what the hell? This child is crazy.
He's a totally different animal. Totally different.
He is 100% insane and definitely a fire sign for sure.
Yes. I was writing like his birthday post. I was starting to like write it in my notes. Mm. And the first thing I thought of was my explosive or my little explosive fiery kid. Mm-hmm. It was like that. That's exactly what he is.
Mm-hmm. He's baby Jack Jack.
Oh my God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like that little fiery, cute little lizard thing in Frozen 2.
Oh my God. Such That's a cute Harrison. Movie. Yes. That is Harrison.
Because like he will wreak fucking havoc.
He's so crazy.
But then.
And then he hits you when you try to stop him. Like, fool, if we didn't stop you, you'd be going head first. Like,
right? He's or he'll literally scream at the highest possible pitch.
When you piss him off.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Just looking at him wrong.
Exactly.
He's That's crazy. Crazy.
I love him so much. He's
yeah. He's so lucky. He's so cute. Because mm-hmm. like, as mm-hmm. bad as he mm-hmm. is.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Like, I just want to be like, no. You're staying with your grandma.
Go stay at Nana's for a while.
I know.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Oh. The moment we get rid of him, though, we're like, oh, I miss him.
Yeah, but not if I was sleeping. Because yeah, that's what I would do. I'd be like, can you guys take him for 10 hours so we can just sleep?
Seriously, just 10 hours of sleep would be amazing. Although I used to be able to sleep like all day. I would go to sleep at like, I don't know, midnight, 2 a.m., somewhere in that range. And not wake up till noon or after.
Well, yeah.
But now, even if I don't have to be awake... Even if I don't have to be awake,
yeah,
I feel so bad staying in bed past 8. I'm like, I better get up.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, this is dangerous. This doesn't feel right. There's too much sun. With this.
Where I hear you struggling with them out there, and I'm like, God, I want to stay. I guess I better get up.
I mean... You know how bad they are. So if I'm struggling, it's because they're being bad together.
Well, and like, it's not like they warm up into it. No, no. That shit is right off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like we had warnings.
Nope, just like, bam, here we go. Day's started. Because mm-hmm. it starts with a bang and ends with a bang. Oh, yeah. By the way, tonight, I was putting Harrison to sleep. And, he had his milk and he was kind of rolling around, you know. It seemed like he was about to be asleep. And I was like, all right, buddy, let's go to bed. And I smelled something. And I was like, no, there's no way. So I felt, you know, you can like feel the outside of the diaper. And it was like not like a lump or a log or anything, but it was like a cow patty, you know, like a pancake, exactly. And I was like, there's no way this can't be. Like, we've been laying here for a half an hour trying to get this kid to go to sleep, and now he shits. But
you didn't even
I didn't
feel him?
Realize it.
Oh.
Well, because I had just changed him. We had just bathed him, right? Yeah. I had just changed him, and sometime between us getting in bed and starting the nighttime routine, he shit.
Oh, wow.
So 30 minutes wasted. No, it wasn't wasted, but so I had to change him again. And he was, of course, like, get down, get down, get down, get down, you know?
Yes, exactly. Down. And
down, get down.
Yep.
He reminds me of like a velociraptor.
Yeah.
You know?
Gentle giant.
Yeah, he's so fucking cute. But God, he stinks.
He's pooped. Oh, man. He needs to get potty trained ASAP.
But after I changed him, he went to bed pretty quickly. He was ready. Poor kid. Both of the kids have been sick. Fall break starts officially tomorrow, technically. Yep. So they don't have school this whole week. Well, Hendrix. And both of them are sick.
I think they're getting over it. I mean, they'll be done with it by Thanksgiving for sure.
Yeah, they're resilient.
Oh my God.
You too.
There's so much wrong. You got sick
too.
Yeah, but I was like, okay, we just got to get through this.
When I get sick, it's game over.
Yeah, it's literally game over. It's like, what do I do?
Yeah, so anyway, Harrison's turning two, and it's... Yep. Feels like he's been with us forever.
It does. But it just feels like so natural, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's probably how 99% of people feel when they add a child to the mix, but...
Well, it's so weird because he added so much to our lives, both having that one more kid mm-hmm. makes everything so much more challenging.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've said this before on the podcast, but, you know, one is one, two is 20.
Yeah.
Because it's constant. It's never ending.
Yeah.
Even when they're asleep, they wake up.
Yeah, at different times.
Yeah. How many times this week have you ended up out on the couch?
Twice, this week only.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes it's every night, because Harrison just refuses.
He's still in our bed, by the way. Right between us.
Yep.
He's getting bigger.
Yep, which is why I've been sleeping on the couch more often.
Yeah.
And it's usually like from 4:30 to 6:30. But I mean, that's our fault too. We haven't sleep trained him, you know.
Right.
Whatever that is.
Well, you know, it takes time and effort and
honestly, guys, like he's just too big for his crib to be comfortable, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's just like too big for his crib to be comfortable, so he wakes up several times a night when he's in it.
Mm-hmm.
If you give him a big cushiony bed, he'll sleep pretty decently, you know?
Oh, yeah. Put him in a bed, he's great. He sleeps in Nana's bed. Nana sends us pictures every day.
3-hour naps.
He'll take 3-hour naps in her bed.
Yeah. And so having that, you know, said or whatever, it's like, you know, not putting him in his crib right away. Okay, so we can't put him in his crib because he won't get comfortable. But we can put him in the bed and he'll be okay. Now, why haven't we bought a bed? Well, money's a little tight right now.
It's been tight, yeah.
So we can't really get a bed until probably next year, which by next year, I mean like January.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we need to just focus a little bit more on just figuring that out, because what I want to do is just remove his crib completely and put his permanent bed until he's whatever years old
right
in there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because
I mean, we've done the step of removing the crib from our room, and we thought we were this is going to be awesome. We're going to have time to ourselves. He literally spent maybe 2 hours one night in his
It was
crib.
More than that, because we had sex.
Well, was and that the last time?
It was, yeah. Well, it was after my last period, so we're not quite at a month yet.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, that was like...
A couple of hours.
Yeah.
And then I went and got him.
Yeah.
And since then, we haven't even tried.
Yeah.
It's just,
well, because it's one thing after another. Like we said, we're not going to, you know, bombard you with excuses as to why we were gone. But we definitely had our reasons. There's so many things that happen. As with any family mm-hmm. out there, there's no consistency ever. So, you know, you have to just focus on what life throws at you.
Exactly.
And I don't know how people do it when it's just one parent.
Dude.
Like.
We were talking about this today, too.
Yeah.
How split parents.
Yeah.
Handle their kids. And, you know, like we talked with Angela about this on the last podcast, you know.
Yeah.
But even then, like, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be tough, especially for the kid, because.
Right.
They're confused, probably, because there's two sets of rules and two homes and two,
right.
You know,
yeah,
it's tough. I can't imagine.
Yeah, I can't either.
Both of our parents are still together.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be together.
I mean, are they happy? Probably not, but they're together. That's just another kidding. Story.
But yeah, I feel like we can do this too forever.
Yeah. And I know that a lot of times people get lost in parenting. They lose their relationship while they're parenting. But mm-hmm. I think because like we found each other at the place where we were just going to always be. That was it. You know, like we had arrived, if you will. To our destination, and
right, we'd lived our lives already.
Yeah, you know, we were older.
We'd partied.
Yeah, we traveled. Yeah, we did everything, and it just was at the point where I was like, okay, well, I'm good. This is comfortable.
Yeah.
Not saying that, you know, being spontaneous and all of that isn't awesome, but for me, that's just, I always wanted to plant roots and have kids, you know.
Yeah, well, that's always. That was always my goal, too. You know, I always knew I wanted to have kids.
Yeah.
But there's also something inside of me that I was like, didn't love myself, so I didn't think I was worthy of being loved, you know, for a long time.
Right.
And sometimes that still creeps back in, but I found that with you, and I'm thankful for that.
I'm thankful for you too, because I was in a place where I was, you know, I was pretty decent, in good shape. I was like trying to get my brain and body to work at the same time. And, you know, I was good. I mean, career wise, I wasn't, but God had a plan for that too, you know, because look at where I'm at now.
Well, it's so weird. He put us together in such a time. At the exact perfect time.
I know. It's so crazy. Because, like, I don't want to say this laughing because it's not funny, but we just, like, had zero issues getting pregnant. Zero. Absolutely nothing.
Nope.
You know? And I know that that's not something that somebody who's having a hard time conceiving wants to hear, but...
Well, that was our reality.
Yeah, but that was just our reality.
You know? And other people... have a different reality, and that's, you know, we can't feel bad for that.
Right.
We can feel bad for other people. We can empathize with people.
Yeah.
But I have sometimes felt bad about that, about our situation and how it worked out and how well it worked out, you know? But I don't think we should feel bad about that.
Right. Well, okay.
You know?
Yeah. We're like, suddenly Alex and I are suddenly like very intimate and telling each other all of our thoughts and secrets.
We're thinking
because
out loud.
because Mercury in retrograde this last season, whatever you want to call it, really was a deep one, y'all. It was a dark, deep Mercury retrograde.
This was definitely a dark one. Very,
you're about to find out who you really are.
Yeah, it's been emotionally exhausting.
Yeah.
For me especially, and I think, well, you too for
sure.
No,
yeah, for sure.
Well, both of us have just been, like, bouncing off of each other, like, this thing triggers me because of such and such thing that happened, and how do we handle this, you know what I mean? How do we handle our situations?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out right now. Like, a lot of our issues were revealed, you know, recently. And we're trying to figure out how to fix those issues in order to really go on into a healthy life, you know?
Yeah.
Mentally, spiritually, physically.
All of that.
Yeah.
I feel... because we're still in the shadow of this last Mercury retrograde, so there's still a little bit of lingering stuff. But, oh my God, I feel insanely so much better.
I know.
And just doing that introspection that we did.
Yeah.
And talking to each other about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I even talked to my medical marijuana doctor about some of it, too. Just on accident, you know, because it was just, it just came out, you know.
Right.
And it feels so good to talk about it sometimes, right. You know, because there is trauma there.
Right.
From a really young age for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we were taught to hold it in, to put it away.
Mm-hmm. Be a big boy or mm-hmm. be a strong girl. Yeah.
But.
Wow, so we just went deep with that. Like, we were literally just talking about 2-year-olds and how horrible they are. Like, that was our topic of discussion.
Right. But, I mean, I think it progressed in a natural way.
It did.
Because our...
But it was deep.
And this is something that I think about all the time, is like, I don't want my kids to have to go through this we've been going through.
Yeah, like I've always said, I want to raise kids that don't need therapy after I'm done raising them.
Exactly. And that's something I've never even considered in my entire life, going to therapy. Like, why would I do that?
Right.
But
this is sort of therapeutic.
This is very therapeutic. And yeah. This is why I kind of wanted to do this too, you know, get back on it. And hopefully, you know, you listeners, we're talking to you now, listeners.
Hello.
Hi,
guys. I didn't know you guys were there.
Sorry, we've been kind of like bouncing ideas off of each other.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully you guys will relate to all of this. And maybe if you've gone through this same... We're still getting used to this 2-microphone thing. So anyway, if you, the listener, are relating to this, or you know, you've been through this, or you feel like you need to go through this, like, let's talk about it. You know, we're not about keeping that shit in anymore,
because yeah.
it hurts us and it makes us, I don't want to say bad people, but it makes us
vulnerable and like...
Well, it makes us people that we're not.
Right.
You know? It makes you somebody that you're not. And it feels so fucking good to be yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it really does, huh?
It does. And it's been such a like progression for myself, and I'm sure for you, babe.
Yeah.
But yeah, this year's gonna fucking rock.
Yeah. Lots of good stuff happening.
Yeah, I feel like we really had to get through that time of...
It's crazy though how like at the beginning of the year you and I thought of a number.
We did. We came up with a number, and by the end of the year, that was our goal. And we've met that number.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
Which is insane. But,
which is funny because the check that I wrote at the beginning of last year, it says and it says plus.
Yeah.
So like it wasn't just, you know what I mean? Oh, do we want to say that?
I'll probably cut the number out.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. It's crazy how like. On the check that I wrote at the beginning of the year said blank dollar amount, and then at the end of that I put plus sign.
Right.
So like that's why our goal was met and then some.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because isn't like our brains like created that. I'm very high right now. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what we did. We brought it into reality.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Y'all think we're crazy, but
I know, the law of attraction like works.
The law of attraction is real. It's real.
You know, Elizabeth's like, oh, and brother.
Having faith in God and using the law, but you know what I mean. Like having that faith.
Yeah, having that belief that you're not the only like thing that's here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How little of you to think that you are it.
Yeah, it's so... In my entire life, I've felt... Now we're going to go...
We really are. This is like...
Hold on, let me smoke again.
Parents Working Parents Podcast After Dark.
Working Parents Podcast.
Podcast. After Dark.
I hate that word pot, by the way.
Pop?
When used... Pot?
Oh.
When used with... in conjunction with cannabis.
Yeah.
It's not pot. Anyway, I forgot what I was going to say now. What was I talking about?
Okay, we were talking about... we were talking about how we had said that our goal was this, but then
yeah,
it was more because at the end of it, I had put a plus sign.
Mm-hmm.
And how we're just bigger than... We're not as big as we think we are, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like my whole life I've known that there's a God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it was never a question in my mind.
Right.
And I never went to church as a kid. I didn't go to church. The first time I went to church besides like Christmas was like in high school.
Wow.
And then after high school, I didn't go anymore. Until recently.
Oh, okay.
But I've always known there was a God.
Well, I mean, yeah, you don't have to go to church to know that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people are like, oh, the church teaches you, and it's a cult, and it's this. No, fuck that, it's not. Like, you know deep within you that you ain't it.
Right. Right. The church isn't, it's supposed to be created for community, you know? There's people out there that crave that community, you know, all the time, and some people don't need it as much, but...
And don't get me wrong, there's definitely churches out there that are not doing the right thing.
Oh, yeah.
Teach hatred and, you know, things are, you know...
If it ain't white, it ain't right.
Exactly. Just you know, so...
I'm not kidding.
No, you're not. Anyway... So, yeah, that's a tangent. Wow, we really are high.
We're going to have to edit. Can you edit this a little bit?
Yeah, I always edit.
Take that part out where I was like,
Wait, what were you like?
I was like, you know? Because I was like trying to, I'm like, am I speaking this slow? It felt like I was speaking very slowly. And I don't want that to be recorded.
This is our new AMA. This is our new ASMR channel. ANVSMR.
ANVSMR? What? VMSR.
We should tell. Okay, let's do a poll. We're gonna put it on Instagram.
Yeah, what is this about?
You don't even know what I'm gonna say. Okay. You're like, yeah, let's do it. let's put a poll up, and you can leave comments too. I forgot what the poll was.
Seriously?
No. Okay, the poll is this. If we did like a video podcast.
Oh, wow.
But while eating food.
Oh, okay.
If we did this while eating food.
Oh, that would be... Nobody's done this.
Okay, so we do Working Parents Podcast Eating Edition. Okay?
Okay, but we like record it and put it on YouTube.
Yes. So we do the video. And we also do the audio the normal way, like we've been doing.
So perfect.
Dude, would you enjoy something like that?
They're going to say 100% yes.
Well, duh. I mean, I would like that, but... Let's do it.
Okay.
We're going to eat. We're going to record ourselves
eating. But they don't get to pick what we eat.
No. Hell no. We pick what we eat. That'd be kind of cool, though, huh?
No. What if somebody said mushrooms?
Oh, fuck that.
A whole bowl of mushrooms.
Wait, what are those? What are those called? Shiitake mushrooms?
Yeah.
That are like the little string. Like they look like.
Oh, they look like little sperms.
I was gonna say sprouts. They look like sprouts, okay, but in bundles.
Yeah.
I would eat that. It looks like it tastes better than like nasty ass foot mushrooms.
Mushrooms. Watch, they taste the same.
No, they can't. Mushrooms are disgusting. They ruin everything they touch. Oh my because God, Alex. They smell like feet and they taste like fucking dirt.
You seriously are being so extra. That is not
That's true. Exactly what mushrooms do. They ruin everything they touch. Oh my God,
Alex, okay.
It's true.
It's not true.
It is. They're disgusting.
Well, how can you eat cauliflower and all of that, but you can't eat...
I'd rather eat a fart than a foot.
Ew. That is so gross.
Well, you know it's true. Them shits are nasty.
They're so good. Ugh. You're crazy. I'd rather eat a fucking foot than an ass. Ew, that is gross. That's,
oh, God.
Anyways, we're parents, by the way. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Oh, it's just nice to sit and talk about, like, not... childhood trauma.
Oh, yeah. Like 2 year earlier. Sleep regression.
Oh, fuck.
Is that a thing? Is because maybe that's why he's not sleeping.
That's true.
That's why he's not sleeping.
Well, I mean, he's been waking up almost every night now for a little while.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's going to be 2. He is 2, essentially.
Yeah.
How's Hendrix doing in school?
Better. He's doing really well. He's meeting all standards. He's meeting all standards, and there isn't any, like, needs to improve or whatever.
Yeah.
He has outstanding on all his, like, behavioral scores or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing just as I thought he would. Fine. Yeah.
The teacher said he's doing great. He's really coming out of his shell and, like... getting to know other kids.
He got yellow the other day. He's been getting green yellow. Like constantly. I mean, the kid has gotten green every day but once, and it was the one time he got the yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually kind of proud of it. Right? Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, God, okay, he talks.
Okay, good, he's normal.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it was because he was talking and not listening.
Yeah, because he was like, messing around with his friend.
Exactly. Great.
And that's what I was like, okay, well, you know what? I'm not mad about this.
Nope. You know what he did the other night?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you woke up in the middle of the night for some reason and caught him on his iPad at 3 a.m.
Yes.
He was just watching shows on the iPad.
Mm-hmm. And it was a school night. And that was the first time we've ever seen him do that.
Mm-hmm.
He was, we take it away now, but...
He was coughing, though, wasn't he?
He was. He got woken up because he started coughing.
I forgot about that. And then... See, I just had a realization that he was sick first.
Mm-hmm.
He got Harrison sick.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's sick again.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It never ends.
No. And then one of us will get it. I mean, I did, sort of.
So far, I'm safe because I got it the last 3 times in a row. And I'm done. Like, I'm still dealing with a little bit of the phlegminess.
That's...
From that last one, like, a month ago or more.
Wow.
Mm-mm. But, like... Oh. But...
Speaking of the cough.
Right. Hear anything?
No. So I guess we really are going to just wrap it up now.
Yeah. This has been fun.
Yeah.
Getting back into it again.
Yeah. We've got a lot of stuff going on, guys. There's going to be a lot of stuff that we're going to be able to talk to you guys about soon. Alex has a lot of exciting news. I mean, he kind of said it earlier in the podcast a few weeks ago, maybe, but...
About what? What's my exciting news? I don't know.
You... Are you serious? Are you guys not allowed to talk about it?
Oh, we're allowed to talk about it now. Oh, the Solana?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's super exciting, but we'll make an official announcement later.
Okay. See, that's what I was asking.
Yeah. I heard a noise.
Yep. We better He's awake.
Anyway, if you guys had a good time listening to us, let us know.
Hopefully you were listening to us while you had your hand up that turkey's ass.
Oh, Google. He's so cute.
I can't stand it. Oh, my God.
We got one of those Google Home things thanks to Spotify. Was that what it's called? Google Home?
Fuck. Yeah, it's called Google Home. Yeah, it's Google Home.
And Harrison, like, we all talk to it. Hendrix interacts with it all the time. Hey, Google, play Christmas music. Mm-hmm. And then Mariah Carey comes on and he goes, hey, Google, turn it all the way up. Mm-hmm. We're just like, great, here we go again.
Yeah.
So Hendrix interacts with it. We both interact with it. And Harrison's been trying so hard to get her to interact, mm-hmm. to get Google to interact. And finally today it happened.
He didn't say anything.
He was just like,
he looked at us like,
she spoke to me.
She spoke. Okay, Google.
Okay, Google. He's so cute. The other day he goes, let's go, Daddy.
Yep.
Because, okay. All right, Hendrix needs help. Anyway, if you enjoyed this podcast, share it, like it, comment on it. Let us know what you think. The more you guys interact, the better. Vivian's on her way out to check on Hendrix, so I guess it's time to sign off. Thanks for listening to Working Parents Podcast. We will talk to you next time. Working Parents Podcast.